Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here from Anonymous.
Hi, I'm currently applying to law school. All right, great. I was born in Egypt, in North Africa, and I lived my childhood there before coming to the States. On law school apps, I feel that I am an underrepresented minority, but there is disclosure on whether Middle Eastern Middle Eastern / North African individuals should put white or African American on their apps. What do you advise I should do? Do you think it is ethically wrong to take advantage of URM incentives and select African American? Should I put white, even though I'm not white and I'm not white passing?
I would check the box for African American in a heartbeat in that circumstance. I mean, if you aren't, you just said I'm not white and I am not white passing. So like if your skin is actually brown and you're from literal Africa, I can't imagine them saying that you can't identify as African American. Maybe that's a real naive take on it, but I haven't read any of this discourse about whether Middle Eastern / North African people should put white or African American. Isn't there some other option, by the way? There's a long distance, it feels like, between white and African American, but you were born in Africa. Egypt is an African country.
Yeah.
If you check the box for African American, I can't imagine they're going to be like, no, you're white, especially if you don't look white. And if you looked like me and then you were, you know, if I had been born in Egypt and I definitely just look white, then for me, I could see how there would be a bit of a dilemma.
Yeah.
But for you, I don't know. What do you identify as a thing? Doesn't sound like you identify as white.
Yeah. Anything? It's a gray area and you don't seem to identify as white. So if those are your only two options, then I don't think you're taking advantage of the system any more than maybe someone else who has a similar debate might be doing. So
you were born and lived in Egypt, which is an African country. And you don't pass for white. So what are you? You're literally African and American.
Yep.
So I think you could probably safely check African American. Correct us, by the way, if we're ever wrong. Our intention is not to know everything. Our intention is to learn about these things. So thank you, Anonymous, for writing in. If any of the listeners want to shed some light on whether Egyptians should or should not identify as African American for the purposes of law school admissions, we'd love to hear what you have to say about it. daily@lsatdemon.com. We don't claim to know everything. We're trying to learn the things that are relevant to our audience. Wrap it up there.
Yep.
Email daily@lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.